Wednesday, July 15th. An easy day, an hour and a half in the sun, by the solarium, reading The Movable Feast, talking with Bess about a session with Dick Adler, a call to Mary Lasker, who has a letter from George Washington and a painting that she wants to show me when she comes down next week. And then Philip arrived about 6 o'clock. I took him over the West Wing and introduced him to Secret Service police and secretaries and household staff along the way, so everybody would get used to the fact that we're going to have another member of the household from now until school begins. And then I walked around the South Grounds, which is getting to be my most delightful luxury. And then Linda, Philip, Dave, and I went out to see West Side Story, Leonard Bernstein's famous musical. What unlikely subjects they are making musicals out of these days. This one concerns the gang wars between the Jets and the Sharks in a very poor section of New York, and the tragedy interlaced with humor. And Officer Krupke is hilariously funny, combined to make good entertainment and very superior art. I can't quite get used to being recognized everywhere, although obviously it's our own fault for being so thoughtless as to go in that big black car and have it drive up to the front entrance at the end of the play. The simple thing to do, the next thing we'll do, is to go in a little Mercury and park it as close to the outside gate as we can get and simply walk out like anybody else. But I can't live in a cage, and I won't give up doing with Linda and Lucy and Lyndon a lot of the things that I want to do. We arrived back at the White House about 12 o'clock. Lyndon was looking at the TV. We've been watching the Republican convention for the last 3 days. It's obvious they're going to nominate Goldwater any minute. But a little past one, my enthusiasm played out and I put my head in the pillow. About 3:30 or 4, Lyndon woke up, and I do not think that either one of us went back to sleep the rest of the night. He described to me in detail the problems, the pros and cons, the good points and the bad points of every decision that faces him in regard to this campaign. Every sensitive job to be filled, every spot on the battlefield that needs to be manned. So it was a white night with about 2 hours sleep.